selling lies and buying time, killing people that's in line, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, they burn the kids, no one makes gun, trees, lie to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgive. Buying time, killing people, next in line, lower classes, social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, see their shit, force a bear, fuck them back, that's only fair, they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, they burn, the kids, no one makes gun, trees, lie, to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives, yeah.
Okay, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat, right here on the best little channel on the internet, UCY.TV. It's snowing here. It's the, what is today, the 5th of April? 6th of April. 2017, and I'm sitting here watching my lawn turn white. So if anybody sees David Suzuki or Al Gore or anybody that's attached to the UN or any politician, which is every politician pushing the global warming climate change fraud, if you see one, Just get up behind them and give them a little cuff in the back of the head and tell them it's from Ron, because enough is enough. This is ridiculous. Well, you know, it could be 2 degrees Celsius warmer in 100 years from now, and then the whole world will blow up because we're scientists. Bullshitters is what they are. Anyways. I was at Michael Schmitz today, giving a hand to get some paperwork together for his next court appearance in May, I guess it is, where they're putting an injunction, or they're attempting to solidify an injunction against him for being in the raw milk business. And I think maybe this time they're dead in the water. I think this time they've chewed off more than they can chew. I've been doing some research on this situation. And apparently, like I say, the world's upside down. And it is. Let me see if I can find some of this stuff. That ain't it. Let me see if I can find what I'm looking for here quickly. Hopefully it's still up here. I was going through some stuff from... where the hell did that stuff go on me? Well, here, Is this it? How did that get to? There's some reports that I had, and I know where to find it, which says exactly opposite of what the government is has been saying regarding raw milk, the exact opposite. But I've noticed this, you know, I just went through a windmill battle for years and talked to all the top people in the government. And it is, whatever they tell you, it's backwards. It's really that freaking simple. I dug out some stuff here. They tell me that raw milk is bad for young people, children, and old people. Yet Rockefeller, who was one of the guys that ended up cornering the market, so to speak, getting control of it, because that's what they like control. And old Rockefeller, J.D., apparently had bad digestive problems for the last 40 years of his life, probably due to the amount of evil he had been doing in the world. He probably, as much as he ignored, you know, his morals, was the only thing he could apparently eat for the last 40 years of his life was crackers and raw milk. And they did the raw milk on their own farm. And this is freaking amazing. Now, this is another article from 1937. And it says, the abstracts on the effect of pasteurization on the nutritional value of milk. The inherent characteristics of milk distributed by pasteurization. Pasteurization was also found to affect the hematogenic and growth-promoting properties of the special milk, brackets raw milk, from specially fed cows whose milk did not produce nutritional anemia, whereas commercially pasteurized milk did. Now, let's stop right there for a minute. Now, Michael has been forced to basically relieve himself from his farm because he had a cow share program and the government wouldn't accept that. And some of the doctors that I read their reports said that raw milk is akin to manslaughter. That's how dangerous raw milk is. That's right. That's the raw milk that everybody drank before pasteurization, which everybody drank raw milk up until 1938 in Ontario. And therefore, according to this doctor, I shouldn't be talking to you because my forefathers would have been dead. That's how dangerous raw milk is. Now, this anemia thing, I remember one story in particular. A couple came with their child who was very anemic, and they've been going to the doctors, and they're not getting any, and they're not going anywhere with this. Their kid is sickly, anemic all the time, and so they decide to buy a cow share and put the little girl on a raw milk supplementary diet. And so they didn't go back to the doctor for, I think it was 2 or 3 months. And when they went back to the doctor was totally astounded at how healthy this little kid looked, this sickly little anemic kid who they'd been forking pills into and that. The doctor couldn't believe how healthy this kid looked. And the family said, well, you know, we put her on a raw milk diet. The doctor threatens the couple that if they continue that, they'll have to find another doctor because what they're doing is threatening the life of their child by feeding the child raw milk, even though the kid's standing there 10 times healthier than every doctor ever seen the kid. This is how deep the propaganda gets into people's heads. But people go through a medical school, and they're taught that raw milk is dangerous. And so anytime somebody says they're drinking raw milk, the doctors say, well, if you continue to do that, I won't be your doctor anymore. So this is from 1937, and this is saying that, raw milk is good for anemia and pasteurization isn't. It's negative. And let's see, value of milk, the effect of pasteurization on some of the nutrients properties of milk, Ohio Agricultural Experimental Station Bulletin, 518, page 11, 1933. The Lancelot page, what is this? 1142, May 8th, 1937, states that the resistance to tuberculosis increased in childhood. Children fed raw milk instead of pasteurized. Well, this is another problem. The government is saying that raw milk causes tuberculosis. But here we have here in 1937 states that the resistance to tuberculosis increased in children fed raw milk instead of pasteurized, to the point that in 5 years, only one case of pulmonary TB had developed, whereas in the previous 5 years when children have been given pasteurized milk, 14 cases had developed. Human or cow milk added to an equal volume of agar did not support the growth of allowed growth or allowed only slight growth of B. diphtheria, staph, B. coli, B. I can't read all this stuff anyways, and on an unidentified wild yeast. Factors in human milk inhibiting bacterial growth were inactivated by heating at 58 degrees, pasteurization temperatures 60 degrees, 70 degrees for 30 minutes, or by standing 12 to 24 days at 5 degrees, but not by repeating freezing and thawing. The inhibitors in cow's milk were not inactivated by heating at 80 degrees for 7 minutes, but were destroyed by heating at 85 degrees for 7 minutes. Attempts have not been made to identify the natural antiseptics. Milk, an animal product, mammals are so classified in the scale of living things because of the common characteristics of female nursing her young. The infant mammal is accordingly carnivorous in its natural habitat, irrespective of whether the adults of the species are herbivorous or carnivorous. If the adults on a carnivorous diet show conditions of deficiency on cooked meat, is it not reasonable to suppose that the growing infants on entirely cooked diets will do likewise? Many experiments, such as the Cattle, Dutch, Wilson, and others, have shown such to be the case in animals fed on pasteurized milk. So if you're feeding pasteurized milk to anything, it's detrimental to their health. Can human infants be born of mothers who are deficient and yet attain a fair degree of skeletal development if given a proper raw milk supply? The three infants in figure 4 were born of mothers known to be hyperthyroid. Prior to the birth of the infants shown, all three mothers had given birth to children within 3 years. Each of the previous children were asthmatic, showed infantile rickets, and possessed poor skeletal development. The first child shown in figure 4 was breastfed from birth, with the mother living under excellent health-promoting conditions. The second child was on powdered milk for 4 weeks and on raw certified milk after that without cod liver oil or orange juice. Both the first and second child began supplementary feedings when somebody just Skype me here and knock me off of this. Where'd this go? Okay. The second child was on powdered milk for 4 weeks, yada, yada, yada. Supplemental feedings. 5 months old and were very healthy babies. The third baby was always sickly and had been on formula since birth. These formula included powdered milk, pasteurized milk, boiled milk, boiled certified milk, and canned milk. She had suffered from severe gastric distress during her entire infancy, and when 8 months old, she developed asthma. She is very small, though her parents are of larger build than the parents of the other two children. And all this shows us, you know, they're telling us that raw milk causes asthma, causes TB, causes all kinds of freaking problems, when in fact, it's exactly opposite to what the so-called government scientists are saying, because this is all about control of a market. Rockefeller was very involved in getting control of the milk system and the oil system and the railway system and every other damn system. As the Rockefeller said, own nothing, control everything. The strictest bacteriologic standards for milk must always be maintained. The feeding of cattle should be received greater attention. It should be determined experimentally, if possible, whether health and resistance are undermined by pasteurization. If so, in our attempt to protect the child, this is so important, in our attempt to protect the child from milk-borne infections, we may be denying his heritage of good health by removing from his milk vitamins, hormones, and enzymes that control mineral assimilation and promote body development and general resistance to disease. It is also possible that these same elements are as important to the adult invalid who needs milk as to an infant. Now, an adult invalid would have been J.D. Rockefeller for the last 40 years of his life, was basically living on crackers and raw milk. This is one of the guys that helped get control of the milk. And these guys really don't like you, and anything they can do to undermine your health is fine with them. Let us have a closer look, it says, closer cooperation between raw milk producers and public health officials so that the growth-producing factors of raw milk can be studied. We cannot afford to pasteurize milk if it is found that pasteurization diminishes the potency of the growth-promoting factors that determine the skeletal development of our children to respiratory infection, asthma, bronchitis, and the common cold, when factors preventing them are present in greater amounts in properly produced clean raw milk than in pasteurized milk. And that is from 1937 as well. And therein lies the problem. You know, the people, the older people that they're having bone problems, or the bone density is diminishing rapidly. Once they go on the raw milk diet, their bone starts to rejuvenate. Another thing I read was that this Bates guy, who was all Dr. Bates guy, who was hooked up with Rockefeller back in the 20s, and this guy did this right through to, I don't know, when he died in 70 or whatever, was pushing this pasteurization deal. And then his outfit, call it an NGO, if you will, he was sticking with the old stuff. He was pushing fluoridation and pasteurization, control of the water and control of the food, all Rockefeller crap, and Carnegie's mentioned, and Ford Foundation, or the Ford, Henry Ford is mentioned in all of this stuff. So Bates pushing predation and pasteurization, and then after that, these other groups started showing up, the Arthritis Foundation, the Cancer Foundation, the Heart Disease Foundation. So they went from hygienics, they called it, to raising money for these chronic diseases. And it seems very apparent, I'm still doing some research on it, from what I've seen so far, it seems very apparent that after pasteurization and fluoridation, all of a sudden, there was all these chronic diseases that were not chronic diseases in the past. So there seems to be a correlation between pasteurization and fluoridation to the detriment of your health. And so again, this is all asked backwards, but anybody that, you know, has been doing any research at all knows what this problem is. It's about control. It's not about your health. It's about making your health bad. And then along comes the cures. Run for the cure. Do this for the cure. And who was the first one to fund the Ontario public health system? Rockefeller. So, you know, that I put in there is just one little bit of some of the research I've been doing. And it is quite sickening, to say the least, that these people who... these people who say that they care about your health, and the legislation they pass is always about safety, and nothing could be further from the truth. Safety, once you study it, means revenue. Everything they pass makes revenue for somebody other than you. And it diminishes your right as a man or a woman. Unavailable link. Why would that be? Let me do this again then. Where is that damn thing? It shouldn't be unavailable. I've got it sitting up on my screen. This is out of a Google book from my search of 1937. That should open. It opened last night. Let me try it again. I sent it to Michael last night, and it opened for him. So I'll post it in there again and see if it opens. Hopefully it does. But you know, I got to Michael's house today. Me and Paul and his daughter went over there to help with some paperwork for this injunction shit. And Michael, I went in the house and I called Michael, and he come around the corner with this really stern look on his face. You know, I mean, these guys are under a lot of pressure and they're tired and they're sick of this stuff. I mean, you go into his office and there's just binders and binders and binders of government paper and responses. The amount of paper that was printed there yesterday and today is just disgusting. 23 years he's been fighting this, and 23 years he ain't caused anybody harm. You know, he's down to one farm now, struggling. And but what's the good thing about Michael is he drew a line in the sand and he ain't going to rub it out. And that's important. If everybody did that, we would have this world fixed pretty quick. But anyways, he came to the door and he had this, or I was already in the house, and he came with a very stern look on his face. And I just basically looked at him and I said, "Oh yeah, why don't you F off? We're out of here." Right. Just playing, of course. And so I went outside and I said, "Nah, I had enough of this crap. I'm out of here." Right. And he looked at me and he said, "That thing you sent me is brilliant, because exactly what I've been telling them is now written down in here about the TB. And he said, "You know, Have you ever thought about becoming a researcher? Because I'm digging stuff up these guys had never seen before. And I said, I've been a researcher since I was extremely young. Once you understand the basics of this game, then it becomes much easier. Let me dump this in here again and see if it'll open for you guys. I don't know why it won't. It's open for me and it opened for Michael. Maybe they don't want the word out. I don't know. But I've been through a ton of documents here, and what it is, it's problem, reaction, solution. That's what it is. And it's the same template they've been using since they started taking control of us. It's a plug-and-play template. You know, it's the same thing with the wind. You know, I knew the wind, the renewable energy, was a complete fraud way back in the 70s when I studied it. Back in the 70s, the renewable energy had nothing to do with saving the planet. It had to do with making us energy independent of the Saudis. But the real action was to open the floodgates to imports, which it did. But the wind industry up here, I spent years dealing with that, and it's the same thing. People are being driven from their homes. You know, oh, it's all in their heads. No, it's not. Okay, not even close. So what they want to push, they ignore all reality to push their agenda. They will lie through their freaking teeth to push their agenda, just like they are have been doing with raw milk. You know, how do you, you know, it's like Kissinger. You know, control the food, control the people, control the water, control the people. It's all about control. And we are being controlled to our own detriment. You know, I did a show last night with Barry. What the hell is the name of the show? I've been on his show a couple of times, or three times in the past. I'm not sure if he's ever done my show, maybe. I don't remember. I have to get him on sometime, but he's from Terrace, British Columbia, good guy. And he says, "Holy crap, this is really starting to hit the fan," and he's in agreement. It needs to hit the fan. People need to understand what the hell's going on. And we talked about the UN and a bunch of stuff, and which was nice. I don't do a lot of shows, and I got time to do these ones. But it was nice to do his show, and I appreciate him calling me to have me on his show. I was talking to a lady from Victoria, BC today, who was at Michael Schmidt's place, and she said it's getting bad on the West Coast, man. Really getting bad. The food prices are going through the ceiling, and a bunch of other things, and the same control factors and that, running down the raw milk farmers and whatnot. This raw milk thing, like I told Michael, I said, you know, it's not real. I said, you know, a long time ago, this got nothing to do with raw milk. It has to do with control, which is coming through the milk marketing board. And they're the only ones that can move milk. Nobody else can move milk except these guys. And because it's for your safety, which means somebody's making a lot of revenue. And when I was talking to Michael today, you know, I said, this isn't even about the milk marketing board, really. I says, I think why they're pounding on you so hard, and they're going to lose. You know, they're trying to keep the lid on Pandora's box. Because once we prove to the people that the government, since 1938, when they made pasteurization mandatory, have been lying. And they have, in fact, been hurting people, not helping people. They've been hurting people's health. And once we get that out into the courts and show the pattern that the government uses over and over and over again to basically put the boot on people's heads, the lid come off Pandora's box. All hell's going to break loose because they will have no credibility. It's the same thing with driver's licenses. If you go back to the first driver's license, which was well, there, Road Dog, in your opinion, well, this isn't your opinion. Pasteurization is a scam to kill the nutrients in food. That's what Michael and them been saying all along. That's what Michael's people that are in the farm share have been saying. That's why they're going there, because it's not just that the pasteurizing kills the nutrients. And I guess by killing the nutrients, because what I was saying is from what I'm seeing here in the research, is after pasteurization was made mandatory and people were not getting the nutrients out of that food, then all of a sudden all these other chronic illnesses started to show up. So there seems to be a real correlation between that. But what the government's using, and they used it in New York as well, and I think they used the same excuse in Chicago, they had the distilleries in the cities. So all the mash or whatever you call it, the waste product from the distillery, they had to get rid of it. It's kind of like fluoride, right? They had to get rid of that waste product from aluminum smelting. And I think it's aluminum smelting. And they had to get rid of it somewhere. And it was costly to get rid of. So they put it in your drinking water and told you it was good for your teeth. Now, what they're saying is a whole bunch of people got sick and died from drinking raw milk. Well, they weren't drinking raw milk. It was called swill milk. Okay, they have a dairy beside the distillery, and the waste mash and all that kind of crap, they fed it to the cows. Well, it's not what the cows eat. And apparently the milk was really thin, and they were actually adding white chalk to the milk to make it look fuller and whiter. And this is the milk. This is the milk that was causing the problem. Now, they didn't clean that milk up. They didn't stop the distilleries from being in the sending this stuff to the dairies that were in the cities, which they could have done. So you can look at this like any other hit. It's to move people to a place they wouldn't normally go to. Okay? And you can take that hit after hit after hit after hit because it's a template. They find something they can use, and they use it. All other science is called out as improper, not done right, yada, yada, yada. And then through the propaganda and that, going everywhere they go with the propaganda, telling people that the raw milk is what's killing all these people and making them sick, and that we're pasteurizing the milk. And the people who have been drinking raw milk the whole time are going, I don't know what they're talking about. We never had a problem with raw milk. But they're taking away your right to have what you want and getting control of your food supply. Now, you can look at this as any other hit, okay? You can take it, and you can take it to the Twin Towers. It's the same damn thing. They use a template, and they use the fear button. They did this with renewable energy. Well, if we don't have windmills everywhere and solar panels everywhere, the world's going to explode. No, it ain't. What you're going to do is exactly what they did do when I was talking to the senior policy advisor for the Minister of Energy in 2007. And I studied this, the engineering reports from all these really good engineers, all of them saying, this ain't going to work. Just like it says in that article that I sent, and these are scientists, saying that pasteurization is bad for health. And all these engineering reports I had saying that this wind shit ain't going to work. It will not work. Yet, those were all suppressed, and the government, oh, we got to do this, because if we don't do it, I talked to some farmers that didn't sign on for the wind deal. They didn't want the things around them, but they ended up around them anyways, because somebody will always take the money. And they were told that they had a responsibility because if we didn't get the wind farms, and this is what they were told by government agents, if we don't erect these windmills like now, Ontario is going to be in the dark because their energy supply is in trouble. What a load of shit. They did the same thing with the pasteurization. It's always sold to you on fear. It's always sold in a rush. When I was talking to the senior policy advisor and I had sat down and calculated what we needed to change or add in our electrical system to make it a cost-effective, clean as you can get, reliable energy system. And studying the Ontario situation, I said, what we need to do is not shut the coal plants down. What we need to do is put the scrubbers on the coal plants. Okay, because that's what the scrubbers are for. It stops the pollution coming out of the stacks. And we needed to add one more quite small nuke, actually, quite small. And now that all of our industries moved out of the country, we didn't need this small one. All we needed to do was put the stacks on the coal plants. And everything would have been good. But I costed it out to $10 billion for the scrubbers and the one small nuke. Now, talking to the senior policy advisor, he said, your numbers are right on the money, and that's exactly what needs to be done. Fine. Then why is that not being done? This other nonsense is going to cost way over $100 billion. It's going to drive the price of energy through the ceiling. It's not cost-effective. It's not reliable. And it is no cleaner, probably less clean, than putting the stacks on the coal plants. So what's the deal? And he said, what you first described is called sound engineering. What they're doing is called politics. And that is what is killing our nations, the politics. But where's the politics coming from? Is it coming from our so-called elected representatives? Absolutely not. What does anybody that was elected into that position have a clue about energy? None of them. This is all coming out of the Rockefeller, Strong, Carnegie, Ford, United Nations camp. And why are they doing it? One, to destroy your health, to destroy the economy. In other words, the death of nation states, which is the goal of the United Nations and those who set the damn thing up. Because once we kill the nations, then we all bring it into, under our umbrella, which is, George Sr. said, a new world order. But the new world order is the boot of tyranny on your head every day of your life. And we need to understand all of that stuff. But once you understand the template situation, everything else just falls into place. You know, problem, reaction, solution. They pick and make up a fake problem because that fake problem is going to get them the solution they want. And then in the middle is a reaction, and that's your NGOs, that's your TV sets, that's your politicians, it's your preachers, it's your teachers. And they run that big lie so hard that even those who in the beginning know it's a fraud eventually either shut up or submit. The beauty of Michael Schmidt is that he ain't got no lay down in him. It's cost him his first marriage. It's cost him most of his land. It's cost him his money. But he ain't quitting. Because he's running on principle and morals. Which means he's running with the law. Because our Constitution says the principles and supremacy of God, which is the law, and the rule of law, which stands behind or under the rule of law. So what Michael's doing is what we all need to be doing, is working to get the law back in here. and take the legal system, which is adversarial, and adversary, when you look it up, says Satan. There's only good and evil in this world. That's all there is. There's good or there's evil. And evil, unfortunately, has a hold of the reins, and we got to get him back. So, you know, I'm very proud of Michael for his efforts. And, you know, he came to Canada from Germany as a young man, started a new life, bought some farms. And he was actually part of the milk marketing board system. He was running milk quota. And then he decided that he could do better for people by feeding them real food. And then that's when his trouble started. Now, he could have just laid down and said, okay, if that's a problem, I'll just go back to doing the quota system, which is the raw milk that goes in the trucks that is full of pus and all kinds of shit, because they're going to heat it, burn it, cook it, and put that out as real milk. It ain't real milk. It's garbage. And anybody that would stand up and attempt to move raw milk, the real food, they're going to stomp on. Just like they stomped on anybody that would raise their voice about this renewable energy scam. So, you know, it was nice to see Michael today. Paul's daughter came over with us, and she'd never been over to Michael's. So me and Tamara and Rebecca, who's from living, she had a farm. Well, actually, she's trying to sell her farm here, and she's out in Victoria now. But, you know, we decided to go down to the barn. Tamara had never been down there, and we went down to the barn, and she almost fell over, right? These are old buildings. These are old barns, old standard-type frame barns, not the new steel barns. And she couldn't believe it. I didn't know a barn could be this clean. You know, and the cattle are in there, the cows are in there, they all got their horns on. Now, they're smaller cattle than the commercial cattle. Their udders are smaller, they give less milk, they're all grass-fed, and they're all happier than hell. There's no distress in any of these cattle. The barn, you couldn't find a cleaner barn if you tried. And Michael, we went up in the loft, and Michael's a conductor as well, and they used to conduct Christmas things up there, Christmas musicals and that up in the loft, and have orchestra and whatnot. And so then the municipality went and passed a bylaw, no less, that you couldn't have music in the barn anymore, again, for safety reasons. So this year they're going to have music in the field, I guess, this August. And if anybody's around this way in August, you know, you want to slide by Michael's farm, and all you can do is, you know, if you got Facebook, just put in Michael Schmidt, and you will come up with his Facebook, and I'm sure before August, if they will have who's all playing there and what's going on. But Tamara is so taken with the farm that when we're coming back, she wants to go work at the farm, right? And now she was going through, she was working with the elderly, she wanted to go, I don't know if she's going to be nurse's aide or what the hell it is. But when she was at the farm, she said, how can they raid this place? How can they do this to these people? You will never find a nicer group of people in your life. These animals are so well cared for. And she's been in a commercial barn. She knows what's cooking, you know. And Rebecca raises chickens. And you know, out in the other field, there's chickens running all over the place in the rain, just having a wee of a time. They're not caged. They're not jammed next to each other. They're not filled full of chemicals to make them grow faster. You know, it's just a normal farm. And that's what I find so disgusting, is that this farm of Michael's is not an oddity. You know, when I go to Michael's, what do I see? I see my uncle's farms from way back when. You know, frame barns, log barns. The barns were always clean, and the animals were always happy. The chickens were running around. The cows, once they were milked, they took off wherever they wanted to go, back out in the field. They knew when milking time was. They came in by themselves. For the most time, they were out, not in. You know, I've milked cows in a commercial barn. And compared to Michael's barn, you know, if I was serious about people's health, I would shut down the commercial barns and force them into the same type of thing that Michael is running, which is a normal farm. Oh, well, we got to do it this way because we got to feed the masses and the population's growing. And if we don't do it this way and we don't have GMO foods and we don't throw lots of poison, we won't be able to feed the population. Wait a minute. Again, that's backwards, because what are you really trying to do? You're trying to kill the population. These people all ought to be strung up by the neck. Every damn last one of them. But we're going to win this. I have no doubt in my mind we're going to win this. And the lid's coming off. I mean, they can't continue. You know, they can fire all the lawyers they want at Michael or anybody else. You know, I think I should walk into court the next time with just, you know, an emblem on my jacket or something, you know, the quote from Shakespeare. That, I think I might just do that. Now, that should really get somebody's attention. You know, you walk into court with Shakespeare's quote, first kill all the lawyers. I think that would be pretty weird walking into the courtroom with that on. But I think it would be fun. What do you got here? Wikipedia. Real milk. Michael Schmidt and Dorothy. Well, Dorothy and Michael are no longer together. Dorothy, unfortunately, couldn't take the stress anymore. They'd been losing parts of their farm. I think it was after the 206 raid when they came in with automatic weapons and raided the farm. That was nasty. And how dangerous is raw milk? When the SWAT team, I think there was 21 officers. It's just a little farm, right? It's just a little farm. It was 21 SWAT team members or whatever came in and started pulling, you know, computers and this and that and everything. And when they went into the milk house, I should find that video. When they went into the milk house, they actually put on hazmat suits. These brave lawmen with their automatic weapons put on hazmat suits to go into the milk cooler area, the milk storage area, because, you know, you don't want to get any raw milk on you, right? It's worse than AIDS. It'll kill you, not later, but right now. You will die a terrible death if you get near raw milk. I mean, this is how freaking ludicrous this stuff is. Let me see if I can't find that. You know, Michael was somewhat younger than he is now. The point is that he Let me see if I can get this. Okay, let me see if I can get this. Let's see if I can get this thing. It's really, it just makes you want to puke, actually. And then it got bad. Well, all this paperwork done up today. I mean, we're talking major amounts of paper. And how long is this one? 13 minutes. I don't know if that's the right one. 2 weeks ago, a raid. There's so many videos up here. I'm trying to find the right one that would work well. Let me see what this one is. Buzz 206. Not 10 years ago. This would be the raid, I think. 20 Armed Ministry Natural Resources Office. Okay, how long is this one? Oh, this is a stupid TV one. I'm not exactly sure where. How long is this thing? 8 minutes, November 206. I was looking for the one where he was leaving the farm with the blue bus to go and deliver some milk. And that's when they got hammered. I'm not exactly sure. I can't find it now. There's so many of these damn things. But this will give you an idea, I guess, of, you know, you might as well be, and you know, I don't know where you would be, the Soviet Union. I don't know. This isn't a very good video. The quality's bad. But I'll shove it in here anyways. This I thought was, I think, the first really nasty raid. He's been raided a bunch of times since. Now they're not coming in with the guns so much. They're trying to do this quietly now. But in the long run, they're going to lose. Now, the other one I wanted to see if I could find, just to give you an idea of who Michael really is. I mean, this guy is, we had such a great lunch, man, oh man. We had garlic sausages on this bed of a young guy that was there, because we were busy working on paper and that, and you know, this is, you know, you guys want to have lunch or something, and I'm thinking, who the hell's cooking lunch? So we went out to the kitchen, and you know, here's these garlic sausages on a bed of rice and tomato with whatever flavor. They're freaking fantastic, and with homemade, everything's homemade, right? Homemade sausage, homemade everything, and the sour cream was homemade, the juice is homemade, and it was bloody really good. And then this young guy come up, and said, you know, I'm not sure, you know, the rice may be still a little stiff, but it wasn't. It was fantastic. But they make all their own butter, all their own bread. But Michael is quite a good conductor. It's amazing what they do out there, considering the the stress that they've been under all these years, right? Okay, here's a milk trial that they did. This is in the loft upstairs in the barn. And okay, this is a bunch of, I don't know how long this thing goes on for, but let's see what we got here. This is Symphony in the Barn. This one's from, when, what year is this thing? This is way back in 2003. And this is up in the barn, up in the loft. Well, it's only 47 seconds long. But like I said, they're going to do it again. Oh, I have to look this stuff up. I don't have time for it. We're going to run out of time here. But this this is quite amazing. It's only 47 seconds long, but if you want to look more into it, you can. You just look around on the internet, and you'll dig it out. Michael's very young in this. He looks very young. He looks very young in this. But he's been through hell and back. And he's still hanging in there. And that's a good thing. Because we need people like Michael. We need more people like Michael. We don't need to be just sitting around complaining and bitching and waiting for somebody else to stand up. We just need to mimic Michael a little bit. Raw milk, this is in the, this is from Road Dog, and in the chat here, raw milk epidemic swept the nation is more dangerous than meth. Millions have died from raw milk. Yeah, what a load of shit, eh? Such is your government. So we need to basically pick up the pace. I'm just going to throw, we're just about out of time here. I think I've done this before. I'm just going to go find Michael's Facebook here and chuck it in. Or you can go to Glenn. Now this here, yeah, I put this in because I dug this out, okay? The Rockefellers was part of the deal that took control of the milk situation. And I guess it would be his great-granddaughter now. Not since the Rockefeller Center, I sent this to Michael because it was very interesting. Not since Rockefeller Center was built in 1933, as a Rockefeller given so much to New York, and if you think I'm exaggerating, you haven't seen the church down Derry. And this has been built by his, I think it's his great-granddaughter. So anyways, this is Michael's Facebook. You can also go to the Bovine, which does a lot of updates on what's going on for Michael. Keeps things up to date on court cases and whatnot. But these are, we just need to build more people like this who are committed. You know, we're all going to die anyways, right? I mean, you're not getting out, you know? So the idea is to do what you can while you're here and, try to make this a better place for those who come after us. Anyways, that's the show for tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, CY.TV, for giving me this time. And I am extremely happy to have known Michael for so many years. You know, we just need more guys. He ain't no hero. He's just an ordinary man. He's put a line in the sand and said, that's it. I hear music. Everybody take their time. Saturday night again. Killing people next in line. Okay, take care. We're out of here. They don't mind a genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesarship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for them. They shoot, they kill, they massacre rain. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your face, fight and die. This God will give.